This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Why are you
back?
So loud?
I don't know why I'm so loud.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are back on He Said, Ella Dijo, a new episode.
Buenos días.
Buenos días, señor.
Wait, it's buenos días or buenas días? I always.
Buenos días.
But some people say buenas.
Buenas días. No, buenos días or buen día.
Buen día.
Buen
no
día.
One ever says buenas.
Buenas. Buenos días. No, that's not proper.
Buenos días.
Spanish, señor.
Yeah.
Señor. So what are you going to talk about today? Since last week you decided to poo-poo all over me. And then, this is what people don't know.
Oh,
there's a listener.
Wait. I have an apology to make.
Yes.
I have an apology to make. So we had that whole argument the last week about what I didn't say or what I did say regarding Maraca falling in the pool. So I'm at work and my co-star Melissa and I don't know how this came. Oh, we're talking about the podcast. She goes, Roz posted a clip and she goes, what was this argument you guys got into? Blah, 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 blah. And so I told her and she goes, do you guys have Nest cameras or Ring cameras? And I was like, yeah, we have Ring cameras. And she goes, well, usually the recordings hold and you could probably go back and find that day and listen to the recording. And
guess this what is happened?
How, this is how much of a stand-up good guy I am. I went back and listened to the recording and yes, I did say the words, you let her out, which is what prompted the conversation of her feeling like I accused her of Maraca falling
because
in the pool.
Because you did.
And the problem is, I meant you let her out of the bedroom.
How convenient.
Because.
He meant. No, you know what you meant.
That's what happened.
Anyways, guys, the point
but she
is.
She was right. I apologize.
I feel, thank you so much for that. I feel vindicated because I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew and I was so mad. And I knew I wasn't crazy. You were trying to make me feel like
here,
I was wrong.
Actual footage.
No, they're not going to be able to hear that. You're crazy.
But actual
we have footage.
Footage.
We have footage. Listen, thank you for apologizing. And you see, I was right.
And then I walked back
again.
With my tail between my legs and Melissa was like, oh, I'm sorry. I just got
thank
you.
Melissa. Thank you, Melissa. You.
But it was true.
You did your thing.
I actually
and it worked
said,
out.
Wow, the words. Thank you for the Nest. That just shows you how accusing careful you have to be with
me.
The Nest camera and the Ring camera.
Exactly.
How much is being recorded at all times?
Everything is being recorded. Everything. That's what we tell Isabella.
It's for your safety, but
Isabella,
yet it's there.
We have everything you do inside your bedroom. We know. We can see you. We can hear you. We can feel you. And she freaks out. Anyways, let's talk about some pop culture. We haven't done that in a while.
We have. So, well, you know, we're talking about marriage and stuff, right? With, you know, just relationships, dealing with tough times. We've talked about this a lot. What do you think about this? You know, Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber went on a podcast and she talked about the difficulties that they're having and that no matter what, she
what
made,
difficulties?
I guess he, you know, he's open about his mental health issues and stuff that he struggles with, but like he wasn't really ready to settle down and be married, not because he wanted to be out there and playing the field. He just was dealing with his own issues and didn't know if he could fully, I guess, give himself to the marriage. And
no, but I believe he did want to get married.
I think
he wanted to have
he
a family young and he was all about it.
He did, but he was struggling. I guess internally. So it was causing a lot of strain on their marriage. And she said, I made a commitment to him that no matter what happens, I'm in this till the end, no matter what. Now, do you think that applies to cheating or just mental health struggles?
I don't know because I don't know Hailey.
I'm not saying he cheats. I'm saying just in general, I'm in it through everything.
Through
no matter
everything.
What happens. How do you feel about that? Are you in it with me? Through everything, no matter what happens?
No.
What the, what, why?
I'll be, no, absolutely not.
No.
I'll be with you.
So
through,
if I have mental health issues, you're dumping
no,
me?
No. Mental health issues, of course. Any health issue, of course. Things like that, of course. But like a midlife crisis of just wanting to go and ponerte lucidito y tontito. Y querer estar buscando culito en otro sitio, pues,
whoa, who's
absolutely.
Culito?
Who's culito? no, I'm not. I won't. I won't. I don't play that game.
Really?
Or should I? Should I be the wife that says, you know, through thick and thin, you can do whatever
you
want?
No, there's a lot of wives that do that, that just go like, yeah, you know what? It's a lot to give up the whole family, to give up the kids, not seeing my kids 24/7 because you got to share. And listen, I'm not saying wives. Men do this too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd have to suck this up too if you ever went across that line, disaster. But
disaster.
But that's a big, you know, because look, I these things play in my mind all the time, right? Like it's one thing, not having an affair plays in my mind all the time. Don't get it twisted. But I'm saying somebody makes a mistake.
Déjame prestar. Let me pay attention. I'm going to remove this thing.
Somebody makes a bad mistake. Someone makes a bad mistake, but yet now it's over. And now you're sharing custody with your child 50-50. You're not seeing both your kids every day when you come home. Depending on the mistake and the ownership in which maybe you could justify you played a part in it. I know you're smiling like there's no fucking way I played a part in it. But could you ever find a way to work past that or through that?
Depending on the mistake.
I had an affair. Silence. You see your kids 50-50.
I'll see my kids 50-50.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Because I believe, and listen, I have nothing against
I believe it too.
Women that make the choice of trying to make it work and going to therapy and for the sake of the kids staying. God bless them. I think it's a beautiful thing. Knowing me, and listen, everything can happen. Who knows? I've never been in that position. But knowing me, if mom is not happy, kids are not happy. And there's only so much that I can fake and I can try, but I think the hurt would be so deep and so severe that I don't know if I can get past. Let me just suck it up for the sake of my kids. I feel like mom is not going to be content and mom, it's not going to be happy within that marriage. So I don't want them to absorb that kind of energy. So I think the best for their mental health is we need to part ways and we're going to co-parent to the best of our abilities.
I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah. I don't know that I have the strength to deal with that as well and push through. But kudos to people who do.
Yeah, I think it's great. Listen, if it happens, maybe I'll be like, you know what? I thought that this was who I was, but now that I have kids, and I don't know, you know, you have to put things in a balance. But 99.99% is a no.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
No. I'm not saying that. So don't get it twisted.
We are really off topic.
Don't even think about it because I told you since day one, you know, your bags are going to be packed right outside. You pick them up.
You
don't
even I just
elbowed you.
In the process.
You don't have to even talk to me. Just move on.
I'm not saying
and be happy. I will bless you.
I'm not saying that Haley and Justin are dealing with that in their, you know, conversations, but I always think about when you're talking about like major celebrities, pop stars, athletes, not that actors can be any different, but I'm just saying like, he's, you know, one of the biggest celebrities in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like that's something that has to come into play in conversation of the difficulties of dating a megastar or being married to a megastar.
I think she knew about it. I mean, listen, this is a girl that comes from very, very, a very well-known family. She understands the limelight.
I don't know if Justin Bieber famous, though. The Baldwins are famous, but
no,
Justin Bieber
but it's still,
famous?
They're still the Baldwins, you know, yeah. and she knows that level of visibility and she understands the business really well. So I'm pretty sure she knew what she was getting herself into. That's her circle, you know? So I think she knows. I think she knew. And I think she's going to work it out, you know?
Yeah,
let's see. Let's see.
That's good. That's positive.
What about, you? I thought about this because last night we were watching The Rookie, and this guy, Pete Davidson, that's
Pete
his
Davidson,
name?
Yeah,
he was a guest star. It was a Halloween episode, and he was a guest star. And then now there's rumors that he is dating Kim Kardashian.
How did she become Latina all of a sudden?
She looks Latina.
How the hell? Listen, this is what I got to say. Pete Davidson has dated like...
The most beautiful women.
Like he just gets home run after home run.
Yeah.
God bless Pete. He's a really cool dude.
I liked
working with Pete. The first time I got to work with him was this Halloween episode. And he is a fun guy, super down to earth. So I could see what, you know, women just, he's funny. He's got this air of just being so relaxed and cool and chill that these girls go gaga for him with all of, you know, and also, I don't know if this is true. I have no idea if this is true. But Melissa told me that the rumors are that Pete is very well endowed.
What?
Yeah, that Pete's like down.
Who told you this?
Melissa said.
How does she know?
She doesn't know. These are the rumors that people like Ariana Grande apparently like, I guess, spoke about this or talked about this. So Pete is supposed to be hung like a horse. And
why are you talking about this?
Coming
from a guy.
I'm saying that maybe that's one of the things that all of these home run women are just like, I need to get a taste of Pete.
don't know if women actively make the decision of dating somebody because they heard that the wheelie was big. I don't know. I'd be scared of that. I'd be like, oh, that's going to hurt.
So, I mean, Pete's not going to have his crack at you because you're with me, but it's plenty of women.
Anyway, do you believe?
Do I think they're dating? I think they, for sure. Probably
you think they're dating?
They were holding hands going down a ride.
She was scared. They're friends. She's going down the roller coaster. She's freaking out. They grab hands. Ah! Doesn't mean they're dating.
I'm sure they were grabbing more than hands throughout the night. I'm sure they were on the log ride fooling around. I don't know. Pete's got his way with women. Good job, Pete.
Kim, just.
I'm happy for
you. Just settle down, Kim. You're going through a divorce. You have all these kids. Just chill, girl. Just chill. Nothing against Pete. Pete, you're talented, Pete, but just chill. I don't know.
He's rocking it.
He is rocking it. Anyways, let's take a break.
And we'll come back with our guest.
Yes.
Selena Ringel.
Ringel.
Right? Did I say that correctly?
Yo creo que sí.
So Selena has this new movie that she wrote and produced called Single Mother. It's coming out on HBO Max. Today, actually. It's coming out today.
Today.
Be fun.
We have so many things in common with Selena. You know, I was reading about Selena and I was checking out all her stuff. And I have to say, she's something else. You know, this girl is very talented. She writes, she produces, she's an actress, she's a stand-up comedian. Her husband is part of the whole business and he directs. And I love a woman that will just take care of business. She's like, I'm not waiting for anybody. I'm creating my own content. And she's getting distribution. She's getting that window. She's getting eyeballs. It's wonderful, and I cannot wait to talk to her. So stay tuned. Good morning, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien, gracias. Estamos super contentos, we're so happy to be able to talk to you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I have to say, Selena, I was reading some of your material and I was looking at your work and I was telling my husband, this girl is so mega talented and I love a woman that is just doing her own shit. You know what I mean? Like writing her stuff.
You.
It's great. It's great because I know, listen, we know how difficult it is, you know, to be able to break through and for people to give you that window, that distribution, the financing, this stuff. And you're rocking it. It's impressive.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And also, if I remember correctly, you're an Aries and he's a Cancer.
Yeah, yes. We have that in common.
And I'm an Aries and my husband's a Cancer.
Oh, so you're dying. You feel my pain.
Your pain, your blessing.
It's so funny.
Your blessing.
You know, all the astrological things say that like we're basically set up for failure unless there's like a 1% chance that we can make it work. And then we're like apparently like unstoppable
exactly.
and like incredible.
That's
but
awesome.
Like only in that 1%. It's so funny.
You're what? April what?
I'm April 6th. You?
I'm April 2nd.
Wow.
Yeah, well, and my brother, George, is April 6th. I have three brothers, and one of them is April 6th. That's
and what about
amazing.
Your husband? Wow. What's your husband's birthday?
July 11th.
Oh, and I'm the 17th, July 17th.
Wow, that's so funny.
That is
how
crazy.
Long have you two been together?
Oh, God, almost 10 years, which makes me sound older than I am. I met him really young.
How old were you when you met him?
22.
Baby. Wow. 22. Baby.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. At AFI. So we both did our masters at AFI. It's funny. I always tell this story because it's like super anti-romantic, but I walked into AFI for my master's program and I was so done like with men. And like, I just had a very like bad experience with someone. And I was like, I am not going to have a boyfriend right now. I don't have time. Like, this is all about me right now. Like, I'm going to go and just kill it at my master's. I was like, I'm going to choose one man to sleep with. And I was like, that person, I was like, is going to be like my fun buddy. And then if it doesn't work out, then ni modo, because like, I am not going to like,
claro,
you
claro.
know, I'm too focused on work. And that man is my husband.
No
wow. That's no awesome. Is he Mexican as well? What is his nationality?
No. So he's actually strange. He grew up in Washington, but his mom is Swedish and his dad is South African.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah. My goodness. So a full biracial, like this one, yeah, like the gringo, aquí al lado mío. La puertorriqueña con el gringo.
So did you know right away after you, I mean, he was your one sort of, you know, pass while you were getting your master's. Did you know right away you were like, wow, this was, this is going to be more than a fling, or did it take time to figure this out?
No, it took time. I mean, if I'm really honest, it took time because I was so not in the mindset of wanting something. You know, I was like, sure, this guy's attractive and he's nice, but like that, you know, it's like, I hate men right now. Like, I was just so not in the headspace for it. But then it was like, we kept hanging out and we kept having a good time. And at some point it was like, wait, we hang out all day and we're always having a good time together. Like, maybe we're just together, you know? And it evolved, but in a really natural way. Yeah.
That is funny. That is so amazing. In his passion, you obviously write, you wrote your new movie coming out, Single Mother on HBO Max. You wrote that, you're in it, you're starring it, you're producing it. He produces with you. You guys have your company, Two Hands. Does he also write? Does he direct? Yeah. Does he act? What is his?
So he's a writer and a director, mostly. So that's he writes and he directs, but he also produces. He knows how to produce and he also edits.
Oh, wow.
But for this movie, I mean, we had like over 25 people on our crew. And when the pandemic hit, we lost everyone because I was actually pregnant. So like, I couldn't put my baby in danger.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, from having all these people that were helping us with all these jobs, the only way to keep filming was for me and my husband to do every job.
Are you joking? No way.
Yeah. So like, he was the DP, he did sound, like he was the director, I was the production designer, I did my own makeup, I did
my
own hair.
Are you kidding me?
So break
That's
this down.
Incredible.
I did not know this part of the backstory. Yeah. So you essentially, you two were a two-person production. Yeah. You did everything on your own to make this film happen.
Yeah. So basically, we had already shot like maybe one third of the movie at the point at which the pandemic hit.
Uh-huh.
We had to throw away quite a bit of it because we had to rewrite the whole story because obviously we never thought there was going to be a global pandemic.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So you were at the inception of the pandemic. Like, it wasn't like people had figured out, like, my show came back.
No,
you know, you guys were at the start, shut down.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting too, because I have a friend of mine who just had a baby right now, and it's such a different pandemic. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, my pandemic was like the zombie apocalypse, end of the world version of the pandemic. Like, I remember I only had permission to go on one walk a day, like, with a mask. Like, I was like literally locked in my house because we were so scared.
Did you have to deliver by yourself? Like, was he allowed to be with you?
So he was, but for 2 months during my pregnancy, I was told he would not be. And that was the hardest things ever. And then thank God they changed it back. But because so many women just like went crazy, which makes sense. I mean, you can't, I had a C-section. I was in the hospital for 5 days. Mm. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, completely on your own. It's like, that's crazy.
Crazy.
Like, I don't know. So, it'd be so hard.
So 2/3 of the movie you two did together. And when that final 2/3, putting it all, he edited it as well.
No, we were like every single piece. I mean, we were like we were writing, shooting, and editing every month, each segment. And then we were rewriting the next segment because we had to re-outline everything. But then we didn't know when the pandemic was going to end.
Yeah.
So like, a lot of the things that we had rewritten were with like what we thought the timeline was. Like, initially everyone was like, this pandemic is going to last 2 weeks. Like, you know, like there was so much confusion about like what it meant and where it was going and how it was going to evolve. So it was like this constant reimagining of the film to keeping up with the time, which was crazy.
That is crazy. And you know, a single mother by choice. Talk to me about, what's the premise of the movie?
So it's about a woman who's kind of a workaholic who really wants to have a baby on her own. And she's kind of tired of waiting for the right person to come along to have a baby. And then obviously, you know, she does. And everyone's kind of telling her that this could be really difficult. And then the global pandemic hits and she's like really on her own. I mean, like in a way she had never imagined. But a part of what inspired me is I had actually always said that I wanted to have a baby. I've always wanted to be a mom more than anything. So like, to me, it was like the right person comes, great. If not, ni modo. Like, I'm still going to find a way to be a mommy.
Baby.
You know what I mean?
Claro.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I just thought, yeah.
And that part of it happening during the pandemic, was that part of the rewrite? Like as you guys got into the pandemic,
yeah.
You were like, okay, let's use this because it's great. It is. It's great for the story. If you're a single mother by choice, it's one thing without a pandemic. It's another thing when you're left all alone to deal with this and figure it out in a close circumstance.
So the pandemic definitely raised the stakes of the movie. Mm-hmm. I think like initially what we had thought the movie was gonna be was a single woman who wanted to have a baby on her own and her best friend, who's her roommate, is trying to help her with it. And the whole movie was a little bit going to be more of like a buddy comedy about two women and how their relationship changes when they become responsible for another being. And we still had my character very much the same. So my character was someone who has a very hard time accepting help, who's kind of like very OCD, who's very like, you know, does things on her own all the time. And then my best friend, who's played by Brittany Hall, who's on Ballers and right now Test Pattern. She actually just got nominated for a Gotham Award.
Wow.
Oh,
very
amazing.
Cool. Good for her.
Yeah. But anyway, she plays my friend who's like super laid back, like really easygoing, loves weed. Like it was going to be more of a comedy about these two people trying to figure out what it looks like to actually be parents together, mm-hmm. In a non-romantic relationship, like just two girlfriends who decide, you know, I'm tired of waiting for a man. Let's just have a baby. And then when the pandemic hit, we had to rewrite the whole story. And a lot of people actually moved permanently to another place. Like she actually moved to Texas. Our producer moved to Portland.
I'll freaking like, die. I'll die. I'll be like, what? Well, what about my movie?
Wow.
But people had to do what they had to do, you know? Oh my
God. Of course,
God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everyone did. It was.
How did your financing like, so obviously you went from a full scale production and then you went down to a two man crew. So did you raise finance and then the finance kind of fell apart because of the pandemic? And then you guys picked up and just put the pieces together yourselves, or how did that
work? So we raised the financing and then, we ended up spending less than we thought we were going to spend, but then we ended up spending a lot more in post. Yeah. Because when you have a two-man band,
yeah.
Of course.
Turns out there's a lot of post work to be done.
Of course. And it's coming out. It's HBO Max, correct?
Yeah, today it's out.
Today, exactly. Wow. And is it HBO Max Palante division or just like, or is HBO Max?
No, I think it's just on HBO Max. Yeah, Divino. It's interesting. I was actually, I was talking to the Warner Media, like 150 division a little bit, uh-huh. But they ended up going with, just HBO Max.
HBO Max. Right. Y pregunta, pregunta indiscreta, and I apologize if it's too technical, but I'm just curious because we produce as well and we know the deal. You had distribution attached before you even started rolling? So you did the movie and then you deliver the product and they said, we want it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I did not have distribution attached. Really? And to be honest with you, I mean, this is like a miracle. Like we had no idea that we were going to be able, and we made a documentary of the making of this movie. That's also on HBO Max that I directed, which is like a 13-minute short doc. But I mean, we went through the ringer. I also had a miscarriage in the middle of all this.
Oh, wow.
So like at the beginning of this film, that was before the pandemic. Then we had to stop. We had to pick it back up again.
Oh,
I actually remember
God.
It was awful. There was this moment where our producer, Anna Campbell, who helped us produce it. I remember she called me and this was like in the middle of the pandemic. And she was like, Selena, you can just quit. Like no one's going to get mad at you. You know what I mean? Like she was like, you've been through too much. Like just let it go. Like if this movie doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world. Like go take care of yourself, you know? But I felt like we had gotten through so much. And I was like, no, we just have to finish it.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Wow. That's amazing, great Selena. Story. You know, do you understand how blessed and what an incredible journey? And, you know, to see it through that you crossed the finish line. You know, that's amazing.
Know.
You have your baby. You have your other baby. You have people are going to be able to see it. You have going to have so many eyeballs. It's really wonderful. Good for you, man.
Thank
good
you.
For you.
Now, had you and your husband, was this one of the first things that you guys had? Well, you guys have been together 10 years. I'm sure you guys have been working together. Two hands has been around. What is that journey, though, like? Like, we always joke about ourselves. Do you guys work extremely well together? Is it different, the working relationship versus the personal relationship?
Yeah.
What goes smoother, the working relationship? We always laugh. because we'll butt heads on personal things all the time. And then with work, we tend to agree more.
Because we're very different and we have very different tastes about everything in life. You know, so it's really interesting that we collaborate as coworkers and we have this production company, but we don't agree, but it's great.
But we'll balance each other out. Like, you know what I mean?
100%. So me and my husband are like total opposites. Like I'm like speedy demon. And he's like, we always joke, like we're the turtle and the hare. Oh, like, wow. I'm just like running. I'm running. Uh-huh. And he's like, calm down, slow down, like calm down. And the thing is, you need both, you know? And it's like, I'm someone, I'm very like, I'll do things on a whim. Like I'll be like, hey, what if I reach out to 10 distributors right now? And he'll be like, wait, let's stop and think about it. And I'll be like, oh, I already did it. You know, it's like, cause I'm just like, I'm like this. And he's like, wait, like strategy, sit down. Like, let's talk
about
it.
That's awesome. And,
but I think we both really, like, really need each other. And we talk about that a lot because it's like, I feel like he needs someone to push him to just do it. And I need someone to tell me to like sit down and calm down and just think about it for 5 minutes. Like, I really need that. And so, and even like with the pandemic, like it's so interesting. We come from such different operating places, you know, like, and also being like Latina. And it's just like, I'm so much more of like, I there's so many things about like how we see the world that's so different. Mm-hmm. Like he's always 5 minutes early. Like I'm usually 30 minutes late.
Oh my God. That's, like, you know, maybe this one is not always like, dude, we don't have to be the first ones at the freaking gathering, you know? It's cool to show up midway through. No. And he's like, no.
Yes.
He's the first one. The thing hasn't even started and we're there. And it I'm super embarrassed.
Cool. Yes. It is not cool to show up halfway through.
Me too.
I'm like, oh my
God,
Eric, please come on, dude. He's too much.
And then the other day I was like, look, just drive yourself. I'll meet you there.
That's even better. I said, I'm going to drive myself. So I'm going to get there when I get there and I leave whenever I want to leave. You know, it's the best way.
Do you like to leave early as well? Because she always wants to get there late and then leave early.
For
and
I'm sure.
Like,
yeah,
I feel like I actually want to get there late and then I want to leave really late. And
oh, really?
Really? No, early. I want to get there late and exit really like 5 minutes after. I'm crazy.
Funny.
Listen, I have one more thing that I want to. Okay, you know what's funny? You know what's crazy? So your company, the name is Two Hands, right? And Two Hands Productions.
Yeah,
Productions. So we had like, our company started as Lorry Drive because that's the name of our street, you know. And we have so much history at this house, and we had two babies at this house, you know. So it's like Lorry Drive Productions. But then we decided, you know, what if it wasn't resonating with me anymore? After a couple of years, I was like, you know what? I don't think that's the name of the company. And it's interesting because we used to go to this church years ago and they had this this pastor and his wife as guests. And they were doing the whole testimony and whatever. And at the end they said, you know what, we go to bed since we got together, we go to bed and every single night before we fall asleep, we have a final thought and we close it with 7 kisses and 2 for the road. And we thought they were so charming and just so beautiful and meaningful. So we adapted that thing, you know, and then we've been doing it now for like, we've been together for 15 years, at least 13 years. Every night we say 7 kisses and 2 for the road. And then we're thinking about it and we say, you know what? It has to be something more meaningful, more special, you know, to us. And it's not 7 kisses and 2 for the road, but the name of the company now is called 2 for the road. And your company is Two Hands. And I was like, oh my God, we even have that freaking thing in common. You know? Which is amazing.
So we initially, it's so funny, we were literally going to call it Two Hands and a Paw.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Because we have a little Pomeranian.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so awesome.
But then eventually we were like, well, what if we have kids? And then what about their hands? And then we were like, what about like all the people who have? We were like, no, let's just keep it simple. It's just both of our hands.
That's great. It's a great name. Yeah. And then, okay, so you grew up in Guadalajara, Mexico.
Yeah.
Always knowing that you wanted to be a performer.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Did you come from any filmmakers in your family or no?
Yeah. So it's interesting. My parents had a distribution company. They used to make these classes. This is so crazy. They used to make these how-to classes that is literally masterclass now. But like, this is like in the 90s. Wow. So they would do like bridge with this super famous bridge player, like how to play golf with this super famous golf player, like that.
Okay.
And it was like actual
masterclass
video cassettes, you know, and like people would buy them and they did very well with that company. And then they made a feature film that they co-directed, my mom and my dad together. And they've always worked together, which is crazy. Yeah. And then, and that movie was actually with George Clooney before he did ER.
Oh, so he had, my God.
Yeah. So they just got like the lottery there because it was like, no one knew he was going to blow up.
Uh-huh.
And then they actually went to Mexico. So my dad's Mexican. He's Chilango, like from DF.
Okay.
And they went to Guadalajara on a trip to write their next movie. And then they just kind of fell in love with Mexico and were like, we don't want to go back to LA. And they just stayed there.
That's amazing. So you have perfect English. Is because you grew up speaking English, I'm assuming, with your parents.
So yeah, so my mom is American. My dad is Mexican. I grew up in Mexico, but I went to the American school in Mexico.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. It was just beautiful English. I was like, how the heck can she speak like
language,
that?
What was the language spoken at home?
Both. So they spoke to me both at the same time. And we speak to my kid both at the same time. So we'll see how he does.
But wait, but so you're always in Spanish.
Yeah, so I try to always be in Spanish.
Like me, exactly. Oh, shut up.
She is the worst.
We've
been having this argument since day one. I was like, you just speak Spanish, I will speak English.
The kids are bilingual. Don't worry, Selena, my kids are bilingual. No, don't listen.
Our daughter is. I'm so glad that you are doing that. I'm so glad.
Whatever.
That is perfect.
But it's hard to stay in Spanish. Sometimes I switch. But also, there's a woman who helps us who speaks Spanish,
that's
too.
Exactly. That's what they're not. They're not in Salvador, solamente habla español.
Okay, but let me ask two Latinas, give me this reason. Why is it hard, and I don't know if it's the same way with you, but with our kids, she will speak way more English. She'll throw.
No, I don't.
I'm always in the house. I'm like Spanish. But then she'll go to Spanish. But then let's say like our friend Paul comes over, who's Puerto Rican. The moment he walks in the door, hola, ¿cómo está? It's all Spanish, and she never goes to English. So I'm like, why is it so difficult? And Paul speaks English. Why is it so difficult to just stay in Spanish with the kids, but it's not difficult to speak only Spanish to Paul?
Because you speak English. Because you speak English and you're there.
Exactly.
But I'm there when Paul is there,
If I would have
too.
Married a Latino that speaks Spanish, I'll be speaking Spanish all the time.
No, but I'm there when Paul is there, too.
Of course.
Paul's there and he speaks English.
No, but he's Puerto Rican. And I know he's Puerto Rican and I know he speaks Spanish, so why am I going to speak English?
Huh? Your kids are Puerto Rican? Your daughter
speaks
That's
not the point,
Spanish.
Eric Winter.
Oh. I don't understand it.
Anyways, doesn't matter. Anyways, so then you decided, I want to go to film school. And then you said, I'm going to move to the States. And that's how it went.
Yeah, so I did LMU. I went to Loyola Marymount here for undergrad. And then I worked for a year. And then I skipped seventh grade and I skipped a year of college. And I started my master's at 22.
Wow.
So that's what I'm saying. God. I was a spring chicken.
Yeah.
Ah! When I was caught by Dan. No, I'm joking.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Great. Really pursued your dream from the get-go and never quit on it.
So you're producing your own stuff. You're writing, you're producing, you're acting. Your husband is directing, editing. You're doing it all. You had Tuning In for Amazon Prime. Now you have your movie that opens tonight. What's next? What's the dream?
Well, we're actually already got hired to write a feature film for this very famous Instagram character, but we can't talk about who it is yet. But so we're very excited about that. And that's very much a comedy. I think, you know, it's funny because I always used to say, like, when I get to this point, then like I have permission to feel good, you know, because you always like feel like you have to get to this next point to like have permission to be good enough to whatever. And then the point always moves, right? Which is very frustrating because then you're like, now I got here. Well, now I need to do this.
Totally.
And I was thinking about it the other day and I was telling my husband, I was like, what if we just like got there and we're just happy now? Like, you know, it's like not to say that like, obviously we're going to keep working and doing things and I always want to have goals, but I also just want to feel permission to be like, no, this just feels really good. And I trust that things are going to happen and that I don't have to keep like waiting for the next thing to have permission to feel worthy of the thing
Enjoy
that I did.
Enjoy the moment.
You know?
Yeah. Enjoy the moment you're in.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's beautiful.
Exactly.
It's too easy to always be thinking about, I have to be moving next, instead of embracing this moment that you're in right now, this accomplishment. And very few people have that same experience in this business to set forth a goal and actually achieve it. So, you know, live in it. I always come from an athletic background. It's like taking your win. Very few people, get to the playoffs. Very few people win a playoff game, win a round, enjoy that moment, on to the next, but enjoy where you're at. That's great.
Yeah, totally.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing that's been really interesting with this movie too is the comment section in the trailer has like started like a really big conversation, which like I never expected, which has just been like people have had such a strong opinion about a woman having a child on her own. And it's just something that's taken me by surprise how, I guess, like polarized the opinion around it is. And to me, it's obviously, you know, just such a brave, beautiful thing to do, but it's just been such an interesting, experience. You put something out in the world and then everyone just has like a really strong opinion about it, you know?
Yeah. But it's beautiful. You open a can of worms, you know, you open the conversation, which is fantastic. Yeah. It's fantastic.
For sure.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, listen, Selena, you're a rock star. You both are rock stars.
Absolutely.
We're so proud of you. I cannot wait to see all the stuff that you guys are going to create, and see flourish. It's beautiful and a true inspiration. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. And it was so, so nice to be on. And I really appreciate chatting with you both. And so fun to see another fun couple killing it. Another cancer Aries.
I know. We say, I quench your. What did you say?
Quench my thirst. No, but we always joke that she boils my water and I put out. I calm the fire. That's how we make it work.
Exactly. That's exactly how we work. And you know what's also really funny about what just happened? So that she said it wrong, and I do that all the time. All the time. I have all these things that I think are sayings and they're just not. And Dan's like, no, that one's not.
He corrects me every single day. I'm going, oh, leave me alone.
She comes up with a new saying that was never a saying to begin with.
I'm like, I understood what I know what I mean.
That's what I say. I'm like, everyone got it, okay? Everyone got it.
Meanwhile, your husband and I are like, nope, nobody got it. We're all confused.
That's too much. Anyways.
Yeah, we sound very much alike.
Bendiciones. Cuídate mucho, mi amor. Te veo pronto.
Muchísimas gracias. Gracias por todo. Y nos vemos pronto.
Claro que sí. Bye.
Bye. She is awesome.
How cool is Selena?
Great energy.
So smart.
What a go-getter. I love that these two, first of all, I love how they met. I think that's incredible that she gave herself a pass to sleep with one dude. And then that ends up being the dude that she settles down with.
The husband.
That's pretty great.
The baby daddy.
Yeah, that's pretty great. Wow. And I can't even fathom what it would be like to have a project you've worked so hard to put together, lose your entire crew, and then continue. Could we actually do that? Could we team up together and finish an entire movie
for sure
together? No, I think we could for sure.
I think so.
I think when you're so invested in something, you work so hard on it together, they dug deep and they balanced it out. It's probably I can't wait to see it now that it's out. But
it's gonna be so much fun. She's
so much fun. But I bet you that collaboration in a strained time is gonna made the product even that much better
and more special.
Yeah,
because think about it, you know, like 20 30 years on the road, when they think back about, you know, Single Mother by Choice and all the stuff that they went through, it's gonna be so sweet, you know, to the feeling of accomplishment. It's a big deal.
And they're doing what, you know, people that want to be in this. But you know, I get asked these things all the time, whether it's on Cameo or other stuff. People ask, like, you know, how do I get in the business? What do I do? And we talk about this a lot. And thankfully, you're finding this passion of writing, but they're doing exactly what we talk about: create your own content. If you're the creator of the content, you hold the master key, and that will allow you to break into the business a little bit easier because you are providing something that's unique.
Yeah,
you know, acting is unique, but there are a lot of people that want to act. There are a lot of people that want to write. Mm-hmm. But the point is, if you're creating the content and your content gets picked up, look at it, it's already opened another door for them to write
another project. Something. I know.
And they can act in whatever they want after they're writing more projects. So
it's a 24/7 hustle. You know, like, it's interesting. I was this morning before the podcast, I went to do a treatment that I do called Madero Terapia, that is for my thighs and using wood tools. And it's supposed to be relaxing. So here I am, like, it's like an hour that I have to chill. And the entire time the therapist is doing her thing, and I was on the phone dealing with, like, because I'm also trying to get distribution for something that we're developing, you know, and it was nonstop. And I was thinking, why am I doing this? I should be just relaxing. This is my hour of just bliss. And you know what? It's nonstop. When you have the fire, when you have the desire, when you want to be in this business and be successful, you just have to you have to make it your life, I guess. You know,
100%.
It's intense. Anyways, this was great. And then that's it, right?
Yeah.
I think we're good. Until next one, next week.
Until next week.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you.
Subscribe to He Said Ella Dijo on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts.